Welcome to the Nifty Chicks Live. NF Tricks or Treat with the Nifty Chicks Live. We are back to break down the week's top crypto stories, including World of Women Monopoly, the colorful hashtag Art Fest, and a $4.4 million crypto heist, and the unfiltered comments of SBF. That's scary in itself. So happy Halloween, and let's do this.
Yes.
Hello, man. Welcome back from your travels.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been quite the whirlwind. We were actually supposed to be in Israel the day that the war broke out. So we did not end up going there.
No. And I'm so thankful that timing worked out. And if there's any sort of light in this whole entire thing, it is the fact that you were not there when.
Yes. Agreed. And we were able, thankfully, you know, we were able to alter our plans. And so, we ended up, you know, hanging out in Spain because we were already flying to Spain. So we hung out in Spain for a while. And then we, instead of going to Israel and Jordan, we ended up in Turkey. We went to Istanbul and stayed there for a week. And it was amazing. And then ventured on to Egypt. And Egypt was great. It's kind of funny. One of the things, so we did guided tours. One of the things that they wanted to make sure. So I'm just going to say it on here. Oh, nice. I love the wings.
Thank you.
One of the things they wanted us to say to others is that Egypt is safe and they are not planning on entering into any sort of altercation with anybody. So if you were planning on going to Egypt, go, because it was lovely. And we felt safe there the entire time. So.
And you have incredible photos, like some of the most incredible photos. It feels like it's Photoshopped. They're that incredible.
It was such an epic adventure. It really was. We did a hot air balloon ride over the Valley of the Kings. We rode camels at the pyramids. Like just so many different things. We were all over. We did a cruise in Egypt down the Nile, and in fact,
it's a trip of a lifetime.
It truly is. In fact, I don't even know if I've told you this, but I have decided I'm starting a new YouTube channel.
Yes, so have told me, and okay, it's very important.
It feels like it was so long ago that I decided, and I'm like, did I tell her before or after? So when that launches, I will definitely be sharing that here. So it's going to be all about travel and adventure and, following along with my adventures around the world. So it's going to be Wanderlust with Erin because of my tattoo, Wanderlust, which is hard to see on here.
It's hard to see, but I have seen it and it's beautiful. It's like this beautiful script. Very elegant. Yeah. And I'm so excited for you. It's going to be so much fun.
Yes. Agreed. So should we go ahead and dive in? This is going to be a fairly quick show because it is Halloween. And I know everybody, you know, needs to get out there and get their candy fix, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. So this happened while I was gone. We knew that this was coming. We've talked about it before on the show, but so World of Women released their Monopoly board game, and I mean this is how much I was like, I really, really want to get one of these. I ended up transferring my WoW to my wallet.
Sorry, I was turning my watch off mute and then I ended up pressing the alarm. Carry on.
Speaking of, I'm going to turn mine on mute. But anyway, so I moved my WoW into another wallet so that I would have access to it on the road, which is like, it's kind of a big deal, you know, to do that. It's not something that I like to do, but because I was traveling, I needed access to it because you have to, in order to get, like, I was able to get a discount because I have a WoW. the Monopoly board, it's actually available to anybody. Anybody can buy it. It just, I was able to get a discount. And, you know, this Monopoly board is very well done. If you are following on the YouTube channel, you can see this here. And now I'm like, where does it? So, okay. So here's some of the details about it. So it's a maple wood cabinet. It's got wow diecast metal drawer pulls. Obviously, it's inspired by Web3. It's got like a maple wood banker's tray, original galaxy dice. Like, look at those dice. And then look at these tokens. So obviously, there's a wow, there's a Bored Ape, a CryptoPunk, oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking. What are those crypto cats? What are the cats? I'm just like a little cold, so I'm a little like brain fog going on today, so I can't think of everything. But look, I mean, just look at this board.
It's beautiful.
So, GenFT, I think that once this thing arrives, we definitely need to have a game night of.
Yes.
And like film it and just how much fun this would be to just, you know, like unboxing this board, this game. I don't know. I think it'll be super fun. So you can see, 100%. I mean, it retails for $249. I think there's still some available. Last I checked, there was. So if you're interested in getting your hands on them, they're not making very many of these. And I do think that they will be a collector's edition at some point down the road. So
it looks amazing. I'm so glad you got one. I'm absolutely gonna be over there over your place, and we're gonna be playing this for sure.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be super fun. So I was excited about that. And for some reason, wow, you know, we've talked about this before, but you know, some NFT projects are still doing stuff and they're out there being active. And right now, wow, they're pretty much on fire. So they had Monopoly launch. They've got Art Fest happening right now. So basically you can claim these different NFTs. Some of them are free. Like this one is just Gas, which I need to go claim. I've kind of been holding off just because Gas was kind of high and I just felt like I didn't want to spend it's kind of silly, but like I didn't want to spend $10. So I'm waiting for Gas to go down a little bit. And then this one, I don't know why it should be showing up that I can get this. And of course my wallet's not connected, but how pretty that is. Like I think that one's really cool. So I'm probably going to get that one. And then I think if you buy every piece throughout Art Fest week, then you automatically get this. And I really dig this. Awesome. Yeah. So I'm most likely going to collect all of them just so I can get this piece because I like it.
And, you have an addiction.
It's
an addiction.
I have pared back so much in this market. So, you know, if I spend a little bit of money on some stuff, I'm not going to feel too bad.
Yeah, no.
I thought this was fun on our little show card for today. I was playing around in here. So Patio, which I don't really know a whole lot about Patio. You can see it's still in beta, but they have like WoW joined on Patio. And that was one way you could get a discount. I believe you could get free shipping on Monopoly if you joined their Patio. And basically, they like list different events so you can see like all the World of Women events. So they have like Art Fest, obviously, new holders onboarding. They are doing like different meetups, town halls. So it's basically just got a calendar of events for WoW. And then it imports your WoW. So this is my WoW. And I was able to put a Halloween background.
Oh, amazing. So, oh my gosh. Look how killer that looks.
I know, right? I love her. But then there's also just like different things that you can dress up your WoW. So like they had a partnership with Man City Soccer. This one. And then if you own merch, you can also unlock like hoodies and t-shirts and that sort of thing. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Man, they are definitely doing it. They're active and in it to win it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love seeing, you know, the people and the projects that are still out there killing it.
Yeah.
So
it's good to see.
So should we move to the tricksters in the space? Because I felt like that was the treats. So we started with the treats.
We did. Now over to the tricksters. That was a great term.
SBF. What a douche.
Yep. There's no better word than that.
There really isn't. So yeah. I kind of do agree with him on this, with the fuck regulators, but come on, you know, like, I know we've had this conversation and I'm a little sad that we aren't in person today, because we were going to have the angel, Jen FT, and I was going to be the devil, you know. So I was like, we could take different sides, but it didn't work out for us to be in person today. But I'll take the bad side still. I know you support regulation in the industry.
I do. Yeah. I do to some degree. I think the most comical thing is that, like, he is no filter, and he is not politically smart right now. His best move would to be not say anything at all. And indeed, right. He's saying things like, you know, I like the, you did say fuck regulators, right? And he was like, right. I said that once.
Yeah, just that one time. There's so many things that he's done, and the fact is that, like, dude, you stole billions of dollars from people, and hopefully the regulators are trying to protect people from that happening. But I mean, it still happened, and I think my biggest fear in all of the everything that is surrounding SBF and, you know, FTX and all of this is that he's going to end up with a slap on the hand. Like, they may, you know, give him some sort of sentence, but will it actually, you know, happen? Will he actually go to jail for an extended period of time? I'll be very surprised if he does.
I hope he does. Because I think it needs to send a message that it's not just your money anymore. It's other people's livelihoods and money, and you have to protect that, and you have to be smart about it. And, you know, it's so much bigger than you and you being him. And I hope he gets exactly what I think he deserves. But he may not. I think you're right. Coming back to your first question of, like, what do I think of this from a regulation standpoint? I can only hope that, right, the pendulum is swinging, right? You know, crypto came onto the scene with zero regulation. That's crypto has been in existence for now over 10 years, and we're only talking about regulation now. So, like, it's really been highly, extremely unregulated, and it's going to probably shift somewhere to the other extreme. And then my hope is that it kind of falls somewhere in the middle, where, you know, there are regulation in place that prevent bad actors from destroying lives. You're never going to prevent bad actors from acting badly, but destroying lives and to the capability and to the level of, like, remaining anonymous, I think I'm hoping goes away of the thing of the past, but not to the point where, you know, it's being treated like, a stock and it has to be go any sort of trading or any sort of changes in the crypto industry are heavily regulated and go through like millions of pounds of red tape. And it takes 2 years for anything to like, I'm hoping that it finds its way somewhere in the middle, right. But we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens with this and where we end up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely agree that we need to make sure that we're protecting people that don't want to say that don't know better, but like crypto is such a new space that it's really easy for somebody that doesn't understand it fully to get taken advantage of.
Yeah. I mean, it's that way in everything. And think about things that are extremely regulated and you can still get fucked over. So it's like, you know, it's, but
yeah,
crypto, especially, you know, it's just uncharted territory. You know, even those people who claim that they know so much about it really know hardly anything at all. And anyone who says they do is lying.
It's true. Nobody's really an expert in it.
No. So.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and that's, we have some more bad news going along with what we're talking about, but a crypto thief stole $4.4 million in a day from the LastPass breach, which we've talked about before. So hopefully everybody is out there protecting their passwords.
Yeah. So LastPass is a password manager. So very similar to like 1Pass or 1Password, 1Pass, something like that, Dashlane, all of those are basically ways. Because what's so annoying is like anything I do, it requires a password, a username and password, and it all has to be different. Some require two special characters. One,
right.
You know, as soon as everyone started putting an exclamation point at the end, they made it so that you can't do that. And you need two or you need a different special character.
And yep.
It's literally impossible to keep up with all of them. So I don't blame anyone from using a password manager, but you know, just know that if you use one, those keys are in the hands of someone else, and that can be abused.
Do not store your seed phrase or your keys to your crypto accounts anywhere except like on your person, in your, you know, like, don't store it somewhere that it can get be taken, like Google or LastPass or one. I think 1Password is another one. I mean, there's have it on like written down on a piece of paper or somewhere secure. Put it in your safe. Put it, you know, like I think we've talked about this before, but the Winklevoss twins like took their phrases and spread them around the world, which I know is not probably feasible for, you know, all of the normal people that aren't billionaires to be able to
do that. Did you not just store your seed phrase in one of the pyramids? You didn't just like drop over?
Yeah, I actually did. I'm not going to tell you which one, but yeah, that was part of why, that was part of why we were there, was we were putting our.
Yeah, it dug up some sand, threw it in there.
Yep. Put a little Apple AirTag with it so that we can find it.
Yeah.
Hopefully the battery won't die.
So that's unfortunate. I mean, LastPass has been, I think LastPass got hacked literally like a year ago or 6 months ago, so it's been a while.
I feel like it's like somebody's hacked every day, so just make sure that you are being safe with your key phrases, your seed phrases, and you're not leaving them out there for somebody to find.
4.4 million. If, that's rough.
Yeah, if they can, they will.
Yeah, they sure will.
Yeah. So, anywho, that's all we have for the news today. Wishing everybody a super happy Halloween. If you are dressing up, I, you know, improvised and I'm Minnie Mouse today.
It's adorable. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. So I just want to remind everybody to be sure to subscribe on our YouTube channel and always click that bell so that way you are notified whenever we are live or have a new video out.
That's right. And as always, remember to invest in yourself because you are worth it.
Please listen carefully to the following disclaimer. Neither the host nor the guests of the Nifty Chicks podcast are acting in the capacity of financial advisors. We wish to remain transparent and impartial to the NFT community at all times, and therefore, the content provided by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests are intended for general information purposes only. Nothing written or discussed by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests should be construed or relied upon as investment, financial, legal, regulatory, accounting, tax, or similar advice. Nothing should be interpreted as a solicitation to invest in any cryptocurrency or NFT, and nothing herein should be construed as a recommendation to engage in any investment strategy or transaction. Please be advised that it is in your own best interest to consult with investment, legal, tax, or similar professionals regarding any specific situation and any prospective transaction decisions. You must do your own research when considering investing in cryptocurrencies or NFTs. We are simply sharing our journey with you as we learn more about the world of NFTs. Happy minting.